I'm standing with Kevin Lynch at the Kenmure Strawberry Stand at Chelsea, and I'm going to ask him some advice about growing strawberries. But I've just got to say, before I start asking you any questions, I was drawn over, not so much by the display, but just by the smell. The smell of these strawberries is literally carrying sort of 20, 30 feet. Is that normal for strawberries to smell that good?
That is normal for strawberries to smell that way, and if we had a chance of bottling them, we'd be able to sell even more, because the smell itself is what attracts people. And so it's just one of the benefits and advantage that we have in a floral hall.
So these are slightly quite a long way further ahead than my strawberries at the moment, but what is particularly good about this variety of strawberry?
There are many varieties of strawberries now, and you get earlies, mids and lates. It's where we're showing today, we're showing many varieties, and it's been difficult to get them all to come onto fruit at the same time. You can see that we have some green fruits, and the weather has been against us really, and it's just the way we have to plant them up and the time period really. These here, which you can't see obviously, are an example of the plant. 60 days ago, these were like this.
So it's pretty easy to grow your own strawberries. You don't have to buy strawberries, do you?
No, you don't have to buy strawberries. And that's why with the stand this year, we've put in Wellington boots, watering cans, old work boots, to show off the fact that you can grow strawberries in anything and be fun. It's a fun product. And at the end of the day, it's a nice plant which gives you something you can eat rather than just wilts away.
I teach ethical, sustainable food at the Junior Primrose Kitchen Garden School. And so I just wanted to ask a few questions about what's your advice on growing strawberries? What do you do? How do you start and how do you treat them?
When you receive strawberry plants, you'll end up with a strawberry plant which has got a bare root on the base of it. The bare root itself is very reminiscent of many strands of string, if you like. The important thing is, when potting a strawberry, that you keep the root perfectly straight into a pot. The top of the strawberry is a crown, that's known as a crown, strawberry crown. That crown must stay out of the compost or the soil, because if that stays in the ground, that'll rot off. Strawberries love and need a lot of water, but if they get too much water in the crown will rot away and you'll end up with no strawberries. Other than that, that is the real secret to growing strawberries, is plenty of water. But the root doesn't like to be sat in water, so it's got to be well drained.
So in terms of, I always have a problem every year with my strawberries in the garden that the slugs like to eat them. And I get to them and I look at a really, really juicy one and I think, oh, wow, 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 look at that. And then I turn it over and somebody's already had a munch on it. Is there anything I can do to stop that?
You can. There's now a product on the market which is known as Slug Shocker. It's a woven material which incorporates woven threads of copper, because slugs don't like copper. So with this, it's like a Mypex that you'd put down for weed suppression. Put that down first, cut the squares, cut some slots into it so you can plant your crown through the slots. And that way the strawberry plant will grow through. The slugs won't get onto it because the material has got copper elements in it and it keeps them away. The other alternative, if you don't use that, is to, and you're using growing in pots, stand the pot in a copper tray or copper tape around the top of the pot, and it keeps them out of the pots.
What a great idea. I love it. That's really ethical. Nobody gets hurt. The blackbirds can carry on eating slugs.
And the blackbirds also carry on eating your strawberries.
Oh, well, we at that point, I've got... No, no. That's another matter altogether. No, Kevin, that's fantastic. So if we want to buy your strawberries, whereabouts do we go to buy them?
You come to Kenmure's at Honeypot Farm, Wheely. We're on the internet, www.kenmure.co.uk, and we send out all year long, well, most of the year in the planting season, we'll send them out, and we'll send them out cold store plants, and you'll be able to receive them in the post.
Fantastic. And are we allowed to taste one of these?
You can taste one. I'll get you one out the other.
I know. The display is just too pretty to pinch one off its face. Just going over and finding me a strawberry here, because I don't think I can resist. It's 100 years of Chelsea this year, and I'm going to have to take a photograph of these in boots. Here we are. Oh, wow. Would you look at that? That is absolutely amazing. What variety is this one?
That's an El Santa. It's a normal what you'd call commercially grown strawberry. Whereas
it smells absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's a normal variety that you would have in the supermarkets and everywhere else. But the other varieties, we're not showing that this year because it's a normal variety that you'd expect to see anywhere. The other ones you see less in the shops.
Right. Well, there's a reason to grow your own strawberries, isn't there? They're absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. What you might be interested in